This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
La Trobe native Arnold Palmer established himself as golf's first worldwide superstar. His charisma and dramatic victories captivated television audiences and elevated the popularity of golf across the globe. Born in 1929, Palmer experienced success on the links at a young age. His father, a course superintendent at La Trobe Country Club, taught Palmer the finer points of the game. Young Palmer eventually became a dominant golfer for La Trobe High School, winning the Pennsylvania State Championship twice in the late 1940s. Palmer's early success earned him a golf scholarship to Wake Forest University. But he later withdrew during his senior year after a close friend was killed in a car accident. Following this tragedy, Palmer joined the U.S. Coast Guard for 3 years before returning to golf and winning the U.S. Amateur Championship in 1954. 1 year later, he burst into the national spotlight with his first professional tour victory at the Canadian Open. Palmer solidified his status as one of the world's top golfers by winning the 1958 Masters Tournament, his first of four wins at the venerable championship. Palmer captured an unprecedented 29 championships during a four-year stretch from 1960 to 1963. His marketable good looks and dramatic playing style endeared him to fans around the world as throngs of loyal supporters gathered at tournaments to cheer him on. In fact, Arnie's Army has been referred to as the largest non-uniformed military organization in existence. During his illustrious career, Palmer amassed 62 PGA Tour championships, including seven majors. Palmer passed away in 2016, leaving an undeniable legacy as one of the greatest golfers in history.